Welcome to the Tesla Daily News Podcast for December 6, 2025. I'm your host, here to cut through the noise and bring you today's most important Tesla news, focused on what matters for Tesla shareholders, analysts, and fans of electric vehicles. Let's get started with the numbers. Tesla stock closed yesterday at $455, up about 50 cents from the previous close. That's a gain of 0.1%, with shares opening at $453 and reaching as high as $458.87. On today's show, Tesla's sharp reliability improvements catch the attention of Consumer Reports and Wall Street. A high-profile admission from a top rival CEO gives Tesla fresh credit for shaping the US EV market. We'll break down new controversy around full self-driving and what Elon Musk's latest FSD comments really mean for investors. Plus, fresh regulatory headwinds and why Spanish roads might pave the way for Tesla's autonomous ambitions in Europe. Let's dive in. Story 1. Tesla makes major gains in reliability rankings. Here's something Tesla investors have been waiting to hear. Tesla jumped sharply higher in Consumer Reports' 2026 automotive brand rankings. Once notorious for below-average reliability, Tesla's models now outperform some luxury names, with the updated Model 3 and Model Y showing especially strong results. Consumer Reports noted fewer software glitches and hardware issues, helping Tesla outpace established giants like BMW, Porsche, and even Honda in certain categories. The context? Tesla's relentless investment in manufacturing scale and iterative quality improvements are starting to pay off, quietly drawing in buyers who might have overlooked EVs before. The takeaway for investors: improved reliability is critical as Tesla aims to grow market share beyond early adopters. If this trend sticks, it could meaningfully boost margins, cut warranty costs, and help support premium pricing, even as competition heats up. Story 2. GM CEO gives Tesla credit as US EV leader. In a rare public admission, General Motors CEO Mary Barra recently confirmed what investors already knew. Tesla, not GM, deserves primary credit for launching America's electric vehicle revolution. Barra's candid remark followed the 2021 White House EV summit, which controversially excluded Tesla at the time. By acknowledging that Elon Musk's company set the pace, GM is essentially validating Tesla's first-mover advantage and sustained leadership. Why does this matter? It weakens arguments that Tesla is at risk of losing its dominance to legacy rivals and may influence how analysts model long-term market share. For Tesla shareholders, GM's endorsement is a tacit acknowledgement that the brand remains the US reference point in electric vehicle adoption, a powerful position as new incentives and mandates kick in. Story 3. New criticism and tough questions over FSD phone use. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is back in the headlines after telling owners that new full self-driving can allow drivers to text and use their phones during supervised autonomous driving. Police across the US have quickly pushed back, warning that state laws still prohibit distracted driving. The technical context: Tesla's FSD now reduces how often it nags drivers for attention, but current regulations lag behind rapid real-world deployment. The business impact is two-sided. If Tesla is seen as pushing safety boundaries too far, it could invite renewed regulatory scrutiny. On the other hand, public perception of FSD's progress and capabilities is key to future software revenue and eventually, robotaxi dreams. Investor takeaway: monitoring regulator reaction and accident statistics is now more important than ever. Safety credibility and feature rollout will directly impact FSD take rates, margins, and Tesla's multi-billion dollar autonomy narrative. Story 4. Spain emerges as key market for European FSD launch. There's news out of Europe that could be a game changer for Tesla's autonomous ambitions. Spain appears ready to open roads for Tesla's full self-driving testing, thanks to new national regulations for advanced vehicle autonomy. The context: Europe remains a regulatory maze for self-driving technology. Spain's willingness to serve as a testbed could help Tesla unlock full approval across the continent, potentially years before other markets. Why does it matter for investors? FSD monetization in Europe represents a huge untapped profit pool, especially as sales growth slows in the US. A Spanish approval could accelerate broader European rollouts and help close Tesla's global autonomy gap. Keep an eye on new partnerships, pilot programs, and delivery numbers for signs that Spain could become Tesla's European FSD beachhead. Story 5. Consumer Reports ranks Tesla above several German and Japanese luxury brands. Returning to the Consumer Reports rankings, Tesla's surge puts it ahead of premium brands like BMW, Porsche, and Lexus this year, a reversal from past results. Subaru and Toyota still hold the very top spots, but Tesla's advances highlight the company's focus on closing quality gaps with global competitors. The larger strategic takeaway is this: Better reliability can drive brand loyalty and repeat sales, crucial as new competitors like Hyundai and Chinese automakers intensify pressure at both ends of the price spectrum. Investors should watch for further improvements in third-party reliability surveys in 2026, as these are increasingly referenced by institutional investors and fleet buyers. Story 6. Real-world range testing highlights ongoing EV challenges. Australian real-world range testing demonstrated that all tested EVs, including several Tesla models, fell short of their advertised EPA ranges, though Tesla's performance was still near the top of the pack. While the MG4 was the biggest underperformer, this recurring gap points to a systemic challenge for all electric automakers, consumer expectations versus real-world outcomes. For Tesla, the silver lining is that the company often posts best-in-class numbers, but as EV adoption accelerates, transparent and accurate range claims will be critical to avoid regulatory risk and maintain customer trust. Takeaway: pay attention as new global range standards are debated. Investors want to see Tesla continue leading on efficiency, but also clarity and transparency. That's it for today's Tesla Daily News podcast. To recap, reliability improvements are paying off, Tesla's leadership is being recognized by competitors, FSD remains a double-edged sword for growth and risk, and Spain could become a key launchpad for European autonomy. Tomorrow, we'll be watching for delivery updates, possible new FSD testing locations, and more analyst reaction to Tesla's latest consumer reports jump. Be sure to subscribe for your daily dose of Tesla's stock-moving news, and visit our website for data, deep dives, and fast updates all day long. Until then, stay sharp and stay charged.